episode number 243, Changes for 2012.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, and welcome back everyone for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Oh boy.
What a nice weekend, huh?
Oh, it's been a beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
Feels like we haven't done this show in a long time though. Since we recorded really early last week.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Like a couple days early.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, we're back.
We're back.
And we're going to talk about some cool stuff.
Yeah, apparently some news tidbits came out this week about the 2012 Camaro.
All right, cool.
So, well, I guess we'll touch on that a bit.
Yeah, we're going to do some voicemails.
Car and driver tested the Camaro versus the Mustang. We'll talk about that.
Gee, I wonder what happened there. We got a clarification from Fitz.
Yes, we do.
You know, it's always good to call him out.
Yeah.
Because after a while, he has to give in. I'm going to have a rant later on.
Nice.
So, you know, definitely listen to that because I've got something to say and I'm going to be rude about it.
Okay.
And some other miscellaneous pieces of items in there. So let's start off 2012. Here we are. Here we are in 2010. The model year is rather current, and then we're already talking 2 years away. And what's going to happen in 2012?
Well, apparently there's this article that came out this week from, I think it's Edmunds Inside Line.
Yeah, we're friends of theirs.
And they're saying that for 2012, they're going to be doing a redo on the interior.
Why?
No sources cited here in the article. But they say that there's going to be a major overhaul to the interior, including kind of like the blank look of the passenger side in the interior.
Yeah,
I've never ridden the passenger seat in my car. I haven't yours. And to quite honestly, it doesn't bother me. But I guess if somebody's sitting in the passenger seat constantly and they're just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I get it. I understand that. If I'm in the passenger side, I'm not going to be looking at the dash. I'm going to be looking at the world turning into a blur outside the window and all the hot chicks that think I'm cool. I mean, we've talked about this, God, I don't know how many times. You know, the interior, you either seem to love it or hate it for the most part. I like it. Chris, you said you liked it.
But they also say in this article, It says, please include a new, less stupidly shaped steering wheel and primary gauges designed with readability as a higher priority than some ill-considered retro style.
Hey. Now you're getting a little too picky.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's almost like the Saab 97X with the ignition key between the seat.
Well, I mean, the Saab 97X is really nothing more than a Trailblazer with a key between the seat.
Yeah.
Except it's got a key between a seat.
Right.
Otherwise, it's the same.
I like the gauges. I love the gauges.
Yeah, I do too.
I hope they don't change those at all.
I hope they don't put the key between the seat.
Going to push button would be cool.
It would, but then you lose the cool Joe Racer switchblade key.
Well, it seems like all the new cars now from Chevrolet have the switchblade key.
Yeah. Even a coworker of mine, she has a Saturn, and it's got a switchblade key on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I didn't know that. But you know, 2 years into the model year, one of the things that's 2 years into the production, you know, of the car, one of the things that people complain louder about is the interior. So it's a no brainer to revamp it, to revise it, or even just massage it so where it's not so.
Might have to put in a call to Micah again here soon. See if he's See if he's involved in that at all.
Our buddy Micah Jones. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll drop him an email or something to say, What you working on there, Micah? Well, maybe he's not working on anything at all, though. He's, I haven't heard from him, so hope he's still there.
Yeah.
All right, so the interior, that's cool.
Interior.
That might shut everybody up.
Right, and then it says in 2012, the Z28.
No way.
It's going to be released.
No way. Who saw that coming?
Citing an inside source.
Yeah, it's called logic and common sense. Again, one of the biggest things people complain about next to the interior, and those backup lights. Maybe those will change too.
Oh, I like
is that. Where's my Z28? So, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what? We know it. No. Yeah. I hate to sound like know-it-alls. I think this is good news. This is just one more confirmation in the rumor mill or whatever you want to call it.
Well, this has been rumored for
before the production started.
I know. I mean, this is not new news here.
But it's just fortification that
there's still no direction. They're not citing any sources, so I mean,
because nobody wants to get fired. All right, look, I'll level. They asked me.
Mm. Okay.
And I said, all right, here's the deal. If you use common sense, if you use the Occam's razor theory, guess what?
Oh, heads up display. Oh, that's
2011.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, good. I hope it's true. For what it's worth, I do hope it's true.
Oh, yeah.
I do have a focus group meeting later on this year.
That's right. It's crazy.
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? So, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think it needs a new interior? Do you think it doesn't need a new? Do you think they should get rid of those reverse lights, or does it not bother you?
Where else could they possibly put them?
Well, that's the problem, is they couldn't really put them anywhere
else.
They were having the toughest time with those.
Do you think they could get them, like, smaller, maybe alongside the license plate?
That'd be pretty cool. You know, but then I almost think that like the tail end would look almost like
goofy,
heavy. You know, like remember this is gonna be throw people off, but remember the old Geo Storm?
Yeah,
yeah. Remember back then, if certain models like the higher end models had this ground effects thing, and it looked like it was wearing a shower curtain from the taillights down. It was just like that straight.
Yep. Oh yeah.
And I'm afraid it might look a little more like that. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't complain about it. I don't mind them. Just because I'm used to them. I thought they were a little weird, too.
Well, I told you one time, I had some guy stop me at 7-Eleven. He says, you know what the coolest thing about this car is? The reverse lights. That's exactly what he said to me.
He pointed them out. Did he hit you up for change?
No. It was some guy walking out to his car.
Did he ask you if you were looking for a good time?
No.
Did you ask him if he was looking for a good... Come on. Oh, that's very cool. So, speaking of Micah Jones and Fitz and all that, we were talking about something.
Last week?
Was it last week?
And you said, you know who we should ask this to?
Oh, that's right. We were talking about nitrogen. We had
a caller.
Right.
Who said that his Chevrolet dealer didn't recommend putting nitrogen in his tires, and he wanted to know why. Now, apparently, Fitz emailed in, and he said that there's a bulletin out. And he included the bulletin in the email.
That's right. Here's what Fitz says. He says, I was listening to the podcast, and I heard the nitrogen call. We have a service bulletin for your records. It's 05-03-10-020C that discusses GM's position on nitrogen fill. Opening paragraph from the bulletin. General Motors does not oppose the use of purified nitrogen as an inflation. inflation gas for tires. We expect the theoretical benefits to be reduced in practical use due to the lack of an existing infrastructure to continuously facilitate inflating tires with nearly pure nitrogen. Even occasional inflation with compressed atmospheric air will negate many of the theoretical benefits. Given those theoretical benefits, practical limitations, and robust design of GM original equipment TPC tires, the realized benefits to our customer of inflating their tires with purified nitrogen are expected to be minimal. And then he said, next week I'll be by with a new Z28 prototype. All right, I was just kidding about the last one.
Okay, no, let me sum this up.
Right on.
And basically two sentences. There's not readily available nitrogen at every street corner like there is in air.
Mm-hmm.
Like air, which charges like 75 cents now to fill your stinking tires. So they don't want you to mix it, and if you'd mix it, you reduce, you know, the gains that you would get from nitrogen.
I'm pretty much seeing that there's minimal gains to begin with, though. Yeah. Don't waste your money or your time.
Unless you're going to get it for free.
I guess, well, technically, I think if you pay for it, or at least around here, if you opt for it, I think they'll fill it for free forever.
Oh, really?
That's why some cars have a little green valve cap on it. Yeah. Which,
like Bell tire?
Yeah, right. Which is really hokey looking to me, but you know me, I'm a detail-oriented guy. Not to mention, if you just get a can of Krylon, you can get free nitrogen all you want.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because they have to take the old air out, I guess, and put the new nitrogen air or whatever in. Yeah. So, John, thank you so much for...
Yeah, it pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, and yeah, there you go. I'm not going to bother with it myself.
So it's not that they oppose it.
Right, it's just they didn't see that it was really...
Like a big deal.
Like, yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else we got going on here?
Well, this week, Car and Driver released a report that they tested a Camaro SS versus...
Oh, that's right.
A 2011 Mustang. And they posted the results, and some people are happy, and some people are sad.
You know what I am? Indifferent.
Yeah.
So what?
It seems like the cars are pretty much equal.
Right.
The report shows that the Camaro SS wins by not much.
By 2/10
of a second. Yeah.
All right.
And then you got people posting YouTube videos of the new Mustang getting or stomping on a new Camaro SS.
Right.
But like we were talking about before the show, every race is different.
Every driver is different.
Yes. Every condition is different.
Every car is different.
Every track is different.
Every lane is different.
When you have an equally matched car, I mean, even if you don't have an equally matched car.
There's so many variables that goes into play.
Yeah.
And that's what separates the good drivers from the bad drivers, the good mechanics from the bad mechanics, and the ones that can, you know, just even just the 2/10 of a second, that's as much as a traction issue. Yeah. So yeah, it's cool that the Camaro beat it here, but I don't think it should hold any more water than the one of that Mustang completely annihilating that Camaro, where everybody's like, oh, how embarrassing. It is an embarrassing. I saw
the guy driving the Camaro couldn't drive.
I saw a guy blow somebody up on a YouTube video. Does that mean it really happened and it was 100% accurate? No.
Yeah.
I'd like to find that video again. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw this video the other day. They had to blow up a whale.
Oh, God. That was like the first video ever
on
the internet.
I think so. I know. I remember when I was looking at it like in 1995, and it took me about 5 hours to download it, too. Boom. Big chunks of whale
blubber everywhere.
Wrecking cars. Look it up on YouTube. The exploding whale. You'll love it. Oh, it's awesome. It's hilarious. I think somebody actually says, uh-oh. If they didn't, they should have.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know what? If you go to the track with your 2010 Camaro SS, let us know what you're running. Give us a ballpark of the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And what other cars were there and how they compared to you.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like to know, get some real world, not this 2/10 of a second, so that makes the Camaro 10 times better, which it... Well, it is.
No,
there's no question about it.
Well, I want to hear what the 60-foot time is, too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what kind of traction they're getting off
the
line.
What about a mile per hour?
Exactly.
That's really what tells you the deal.
Yeah.
God, magazine racing is just garbage.
Yep.
I just think it's stupid.
Yep.
Where is it?
Everything that guy just says bullshit.
I remember when I first got my engine rebuilt in my 95.
Yeah.
And we went to Memphis with it. I think it was Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Or it might have been your event. I can't remember. I went 13-0 at 124.
Oh my God. And how much smoke did you leave behind you from the tires? Because it was pretty much a quarter mile burnout.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, is as good as an article it is, don't trust the magazine articles. Everything is different. I mean, what if you know they ran them in two different days or two different tracks? Who knows?
Yeah,
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter.
Right.
All right. So, you said we have some voicemails. Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
All righty. Let's fire them off.
Let's do that.
Hey, guys, 2 points I wanted to make regarding Camaro getting awards. A surprising award that Camaro got in the recent Money magazine is one of the best retained value after 5 years. It made a case for purchasing the Camaro SS V8 because it held more of its value after 5 years than any other sports car. I think 34, maybe 36%. Two good points. It's the highest, but another one is, hey, in 5 years, if you can't afford a Camaro SS V8 now, gee, you can get one for 10, 12 grand in 5 years in sweet shape. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, why did Bob Lutz pronounce the word Camaro? In the recent Autoblog podcast that you may have heard, they had a fabulous interview with Bob Lutz. And he, like, three times said the word Camaro. Hey, are we all pronouncing it incorrectly? Was it a British battleship that was originally called the Camaro or Camaro that they named the car after? Love the podcast. Thanks for your feedback. Bye-bye.
Well, they didn't say who it was calling in, but...
Yeah,
that was a good voicemail.
So the Camaro gets great value retention.
Yes, 36%. I think you said from
36%,
which was the highest of sports cars.
Is that good?
Well, you know, a car is not a good investment to begin with.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I just not crunching the numbers, but
that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one.
Because after 2 years when I sell mine to get a Z20, never mind, I'm keeping mine forever. Right, Fitz?
Yeah.
So
on to the Camaro.
Is Bob Lutz Canadian?
I don't think so either. No.
And who else is
he's
the
like
one
a Marine.
That, who's that's true. Who else is, no, that was a joke. Who's the other guy? The director of design, Ed Welburn.
Yeah,
he pronounces it strangely too. Well, I shouldn't say strangely, but he pronounces it differently.
Maybe they just got some, you know, a different accent from whatever. Because I think isn't Lutz from like the Texas area?
Yeah, I think so. But maybe because that's my Canadian friends always make fun of the way I say the first day of the weekend, Saturday.
Yeah,
it's, you know, they say we sound say it Saturday, and,
yeah,
and the thing that's on the back of your house is the patio instead of the patio.
Yeah.
So Camaro, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, I can see that with it being built in Canada, they probably talk to a lot of people from Canada about the car, so they,
yeah,
probably just picked up the dialect because they probably hear it more with a Canadian inflection than the U.S. inflection, for all I know.
As long as they don't start calling it the Z28.
Oh, God. And if, when, whatever, they do come out with the Z28, we're going to start that argument all over again. Z or Z? Well, it depends on what country you're in, huh? Thank you. End of story. Damn Canadians. Speaking of Canadians,
yeah,
I wonder what Tanner's up to these days.
I don't know.
Last time I saw him, he made that killer run. It was on the main page of the site and everything. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I miss my Canadian friends so much. Thank you for that voicemail, mystery caller.
Yeah. We'll go to the next one.
We'll go to the next one.
Hey, guys. It's Jonathan Brown out in Old Japan, New Jersey, calling up. Always enjoying the show. Listen, I was just curious. What do you guys anticipate the price of that Z28 with the 556 horsepower supercharged V8? What do you think it's going to roll at? 50, 60? You know, where do you see it? How do you think it compares to the CTS-V coupe that's coming out as well from a performance standpoint? Will the Cadillac outperform the Z28 or vice versa? Will they be equal, and what do you anticipate the price differential? I think the CTS-V coupe's running like 65, and I was wondering what your anticipation of the Z28 was going to be. Anyways, always a great show. Definitely enjoy it. Have a good night. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling in again, Jonathan. Good to hear from our New Jersey friends.
Good question.
It is a good question.
Good question, because now there's more feeling in the guess, just based on what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's time for me to let GM get mad at me. I'm going to tell you what it's going to cost.
Yeah?
No, seriously. I don't know. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
But I say, drum roll, please. $45,000.
$45,000.
That's what I think.
Okay.
If they were to bring it out
that's
in 2012.
That's $20,000 less than the CTS-V.
I would say median price.
Yeah.
Median options. 45. What? God, is that a lot of money?
$45,000?
It sure seems like it.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
But hey, nobody said that going fast and being the complete and street annihilating badass was cheap.
That's more than my C6 that I bought 2 years ago.
Ow. Did you get like good incentives on that or something? Or
I paid $40,000.
Oh.
$40,000 with the GM discount.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. $45,000. I mean, well, you know, mine stickered at what, 38? Yours is 37, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think about $45,000.
Is the sticker?
Yeah. I would think a median sticker price for that.
Okay. So do you think there'll be like a one sticker option for the Z28?
What do you mean? Like a...
You know, it's a Camaro SS, you know, and then...
Z28 package,
which removes the SS badges and puts the LS 7 or 9 supercharged.
Or
yeah,
eight,
I want to say.
Yeah. 3, 5, 7, 9, 12,
yeah,
14.
Carbon fiber everything. And
yeah. Yeah,
minus 400 pounds.
I don't know. You know who'd be a good guy to ask about this?
Ooh.
John Fitzpatrick. I don't know. Truthfully, we don't know. We're just joking around. We don't know what it's going to cost. We don't know if it's going to come out. We assume it's going to, just based on everything we've heard. Again, let's use logic and common sense here.
We guessed about the price of the car when it was, you know.
We were pretty close, too, if I remember right.
Yeah, we were pretty close.
So
I think we guessed around 30.
Yeah, and then you just start tacking on options, man.
Right.
All right. Good voicemail, John. It definitely got us thinking here. Yeah. Do we have any more?
Yeah, we've got one more.
All right.
But before we do that...
Before we do that, we got to do the usual bit, and here it is.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And here's the last one.
Cool.
Hey, guys. This is Dave from the post office, Cincinnati, Ohio. Still can't get the guys together because everybody's on different shifts, but we all work graveyard shifts. And listened to your last podcast. It was great. And looking forward to seeing the 2011 model and the little changes. Keep up the good work, and I'm going to check out your Facebook page and see what you got on there. And, yes, I'm going to get some of those mudflaps from the GM parts accessories. I was thinking black because my car is red and it has black stripes. But my wife says red's mudflap, so we'll see what happens. But you guys have a great summer and get some of those cruise-ins going or a car, you know, the car shows. We do ours at the Kroger on Friday night, and everybody brings their cars out. It's old, new, it doesn't matter. So, you guys, thanks for the podcast. Great, and it keeps me awake at night.
All right, bye. Great, good to hear from you again, our local postal employee from Cincinnati.
So that wouldn't exactly make him local.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I'm being a wise ass. Yeah, very, very cool.
A resident. Resident, yeah.
Part of our postal service workers that, right. Mud flaps.
Yeah.
They're, I guess that's what they're called. What are they called? You know, they had like a little marketing name for them. I forget what they're called.
Yeah,
I gotta agree. I think you know, I get one that matches body color much better because they will look really stuck on.
Yeah,
tacked on.
They blend in better if they're the same body color.
Yep. What else did he say? Just checking those out.
Talking about our cruisins that he does over there. He does it at the Kroger. With his local people over there.
I really want to get something going, just super casual. I just haven't been able to, man. My work schedule is kicking my butt. Yeah. I know yours has been keeping you out of town, too, so we got to get back on track of things.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I think our first big show that we're going to attend this year is the Michigan F-Body Meet and Greet. Is that right?
I believe so. That's coming up soon?
June, or is it here in May?
Jeez. Why don't you go look it up?
Why don't you go? Oh, okay.
Because I know Camaro Superfest is until 4th of July weekend.
Right, here we go. MIFBody.com/meetgreet. That's M-E-E-T. June 5th.
June 5th, okay.
June 5th.
So before then, we'll have to get some people together and just, you know, go invade a Sonic or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not even tell them we're coming. Just show up.
Yep. I'll freak out.
Yeah. And they'll kick us out and have us arrested for loitering. I don't know. All right, so that's it for voicemails, eh?
That's it.
All right. Well, that's cool, man. Thank you so much for that.
Keep them coming, everybody.
I do want to see like a lineup of Camaros at a post office now. It's like one of those things. I just want to see it.
Try and get those shots.
I'm sure you can put it together. If you don't, you're banned. Well, as I posted and we talked about a little while ago, I don't know, probably 2-3 episodes of... couple of episodes ago, I'm getting a new camshaft in my car.
Yeah.
Because in my never-ending quest to, I guess, blowing it up, I got a new camshaft. I didn't tell anybody it was, but it was pretty easy to figure out. I haven't even announced what it is on my project blog, but it is indeed the LS901 camshaft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. and it's in, it's installed. We did remove all DOD and AFM.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just kind of one of those things where we determined it's probably the best thing to do because the camshaft isn't designed for it. We were working with Comp Cams, and they were saying that we may be able to keep the displacement on demand. But at that point, I kind of said, you know, let's just turn it really into an LS3 with an LS9 camshaft and the Magna Charger, but still keeping the automatic transmission with tap shift just because it's fun as hell. So I heard it run. It sounds awesome. It's the work's being done at Vector Motorsports here in Clinton Township, Michigan. And it's not tuned yet, so it should make some dyno pulls and dyno tuning soon.
Cool.
Went up a couple pounds in boost.
Nice.
Put a smaller pulley on it. And a couple other things that I'll be getting to. So I'm very, very excited. I think this is the last major work that I'm going to be doing to it this year. Maybe, who knows? I mean, it's already has just sick power. I think hotpart.com is still offering the $750 off the Magna Charger for the 2010 Camaro SS.
It's like coupon code Camaro Z28,
isn't it? 750 Camaro Z28.
Oh, okay.
So $750 off instantly. Just use that coupon code when you're checking out.
That's nice.
That's a lot of money, man. Yeah, sure. $750.
That's a grand.
Yeah. that's like $500, son, or give or take. Yeah. So good guys at Hot Part. I'm so excited. It's gonna be killer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna completely annihilate everybody. In theory.
Yeah.
Theory, because I'm not one to advocate drag racing.
Absolutely not.
You know what else I don't advocate?
What's that?
Oprah. I think Oprah needs to shut the hell up.
What's going on with Oprah?
Yeah, that's right. I said it. I'm, you know, she might be drunk with power, but I'm just going to come out and say it. That's quite enough, Oprah. Give it a rest. She's now saying that people should sign these sort of, I guess, contracts where they will never talk on their cell phone and drive. Now, I've got a problem with people that cannot effectively and safely talk on their cell phone or play with the radio. Heating and cooling, smoke, beat their children in the back seat, pick their nose, whatever.
Put their makeup on, shave.
Well, then you're kind of getting ridiculous there because it's, you know. But I mean, I don't have a problem with people who can talk on the phone and drive at the same time. Every time I see somebody doing something stupid on the road, I see 90% of the time, they've got a phone attached to their head or both hands on the keyboard driving with their knee. And it just makes me infuriated. I actually give them a really nasty ass look and do the thumb and pinky thing and like I'm slamming a phone down.
Yeah.
Like, put it down. Drive, a-hole. Anyway, so Oprah's saying that people just shouldn't talk on the phone.
Period?
Period. They do not use their cell phone, period.
Okay.
Who is she? She doesn't drive. Who is she? Okay, she's got a show and people watch it. And because she says it, everybody should follow along.
Well, she's got a chauffeur.
Yeah, and she called up the limo company that they use, and she said that she will not be using them anymore unless they guarantee that they will never use their cell phones. That's part of their job, okay? Now, you may not have a job, Oprah, you billionaire bitch, but you got to remember that the common people you're talking to aren't all sheep, and I think it's garbage. And so I'm going to come out and say it. We need to eliminate Oprah. No, in all seriousness, I just think it's BS. I think it's stupid. I also think it's stupid that people won't admit when they cannot talk and drive at the same time safely.
Exactly.
And I think it needs to be done on a case-by-case basis. I also think, and I'm probably going to draw a lot of heat from this, that there should be more frequent mandatory driver's tests for our elderly drivers.
Yeah.
For their safety as well as anybody else's.
Of course. Yeah.
I just think it's crap because I actually want to ram people off the road when they're texting. Because I can blame them, right?
Or talking on the phone. Or putting on their makeup or, you know.
Talking on the phone is okay as long as they're doing it. Because if I won't know that they're talking on the phone unless they're doing something stupid. Hmm. Weaving, going 10 miles under. You know, I almost got cut off by some person who she or he, but more like a she. Yeah. She was texting. She was like full on texting while she was driving and driving with her left knee.
Wow. Yeah.
Ugh.
It's a problem.
It's just
remember Leslie's Vibe.
That's right. That's how she got into an accident.
$11,000 in damage due to some lady girl
mm-hmm.
who was talking on a phone.
Talking on a phone. What if she was texting?
Talking on a phone.
Was Vito in the car?
Vito was in her belly.
Oh, was it then?
Yeah, that was before she even knew she was pregnant.
Oh, wow, that's been a while.
Yep.
My point is if you find yourself not effectively driving while you're talking on the phone, then you need to refocus your attention. And Oprah needs to focus back on recipes or whatever show's about. I don't know. That's my rant. I may be wrong. Just the opinions of myself.
She's done next year anyway, so.
No, because she'll go on to do something else that makes people, because she wants to get people to do things because it's her way. Kiss my ass. Sorry, that was my rant. It was just bothering me. I heard it on the radio, and I just thought that was an atrocious, that's a very ballsy thing to do.
Yeah,
I'm going to fire you unless you do things my way. Well, I guess she has that right, but at the same time, I just think it's unfair. What so do you think?
Yeah, let us know. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Am I right? Am I wrong? I'm open to it.
I mean, I use the Bluetooth in my car all the time.
Yeah, and I like it.
Love
Even then, I don't see how that's really that much different. You're still kind
of
zoning out.
Instead of putting the phone up to your ear, you're still talking on the phone.
You're still verbally
engaged in a conversation that's taking your attention away from, you know, the road.
Right. I don't know. I know I'm good about it, and if I ever get to the point, I know, that's the contract they should sign. Not you will never talk on your phone. That you will exercise proper judgment when talking on your phone, and to be honest with yourself if you cannot do it safely and effectively when you're driving.
Right.
That's more realistic to me.
That's why a lot of these laws they're passing nowadays they're not, you know, no cell phone use. They're distracted driving.
And that's fine. You know,
cuz
they're not going to know that
you can do anything to distract yourself while you're driving.
Yeah, here in Michigan now you cannot text. You can't.
Yeah, effective July 1st, yeah, is a secondary thing if they pull you over and, you know.
$100 fine the first time, $200 fine the second time.
Yeah.
No points, which I don't even agree with that. I think there almost should be points.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, hell, can't you get points for just having tint on your windows?
I think so. I think it's a moving violation.
Yeah.
And I don't see how texting and weaving at the same time.
Crap. Oh, well.
Yeah, well, that's can't change the world.
Nope.
But I know what I can do. And that's just be honest with myself and be safe. And we encourage everybody else out there to do the same. How's that?
Sounds good.
Good to me. All right. Well, I think we should go out and enjoy the rest of this weekend while we can.
Yep.
This has been a good episode. Thank you for everybody for calling in. And I guess we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Go Wings!